We're back. You're listening to Executive Loser Radio. Let's get to know Michael Biddick, CEO of Fusion PPT. Michael, what is Fusion PPT?
So we're a technology services company. We're solving some really challenges, big challenges for federal agencies.
And how large or how small is this company?
We're just 50 people.
And how'd you get a job with the company?
I started the firm in 2009.
Where are you from originally?
A small village in Wisconsin.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
None.
What makes an only child special?
I think you have to be really content sometimes with being alone and entertaining yourself, solving your own problems.
And tell us what was going on about the age of eight with you. What kind of entrepreneurial endeavor were you involved with?
So when I was seven or eight, I started a movie theater in our basement, and we didn't have a projector. So I went around the neighborhood, sold tickets, and then got everybody in the basement and basically had them listen to a record, and I paged through a book and retold Empire Strikes Back in our basement.
And at the age of nine, what was the next step in your entrepreneurial career?
Then I opened up a little woodworking business where I would cut out these little shapes of animals and houses with a jigsaw, and I carted those around the wagon and tried to sell those to neighbors.
And what kind of club were you involved with in school?
So in high school, I got involved with the debate and speech program.
What's that tell us about you?
So I thought it was a great way to learn about public speaking, argumentation, convincing people, sometimes arguing both sides of a topic.
Mm-hmm. David?
As an only child, were you pulled in either direction by one of your parents who wanted you to take a particular career path or act a certain way, do sports or things like that?
It's not really. I was never good at sports. I was always picked last in gym class, so you kind of had to learn how to deal with rejection. Didn't really enjoy sports either, so it wasn't a problem. But my parents actually just kind of let me develop, and they didn't really put any pressure on me to choose a certain profession, career, or school. So I think that really instilled a lot of confidence in myself to just come up with the right decisions.
And you were empowered to explore things that interested you and just kind of run with it.
Right. Anything that was kind of interesting, I could explore it, learn more about it, and until I would get bored with it, and then maybe move on to something else.
Michael?
Starting endeavors at such a young age, what did it feel like to start making money?
It was really great. I mean, I think the money part was great, but also seeing the reaction of people, sometimes positive, sometimes negative from what you were doing, I think was a really good experience to have at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Jen,
It seems like you have the ability to see opportunities. How do you use that now?
Sure. So I think in the market, I mean, it's always very fluid. So, the ability to see where there's opportunities, things to focus on, things to stay away from, I think is really important in the business world, because sometimes you may have a passion around something and there may not be opportunities in that area. So, I've been fortunate to have lots of different interests, but I can see where it'd be frustrating for someone that really wanted to, work in an area and there just weren't opportunities in that area for them.
Really?
Sounds like you've engaged in these opportunities at a young age with a lot of confidence because you didn't have anyone helping you and it's all different array of interests that you've had. Where did you get the confidence to do all that, and was it internal or external, and how does it translate to what you're doing today?
Sure. So I think a lot of it was just, self-drive and motivation. I think the, trial and error, I think, is really important. So not being afraid to fail at something, I think, is a really important trait.
Did how your parents raised you and how they let you try to explore new things, did that affect
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the fact that there was never any, negative repercussions if something didn't go well or failed at it, I mean, I think that just got me very comfortable with failing and comfortable with experimenting and trying new things and knowing that everything didn't have to be perfect, everything didn't have to be a success. Life moves on and you can kind of keep going.
Liz?
Yeah, did you have a mentor growing up that had a big influence on you?
Yeah, a couple. I mean, one, I had an opportunity to work with someone who was retired Navy, and he really taught me about service and, doing things for other people and even going beyond kind of what the defined role that you would have within a job just to kind of make things work. And he was a big part of my early kind of career development.
What do you think he saw in you that kind of made him want to take you under his wing, so to speak?
So I think, hard work, willingness to try new things. things and not being afraid to kind of jump into areas and solve problems maybe that you didn't know what the right solution was, because a lot of problems, I think, in life, you know, there is no right solution. So you have to just, you know, again, try to figure out what's the best solution at the time.
Michael?
With you starting so many things at such a young age, the one common theme is that you've been very assertive. How has being an only child helped you in business today?
So, I mean, I think it's important to, move forward and be persistent. A lot of times, you know, there's barriers and roadblocks and problems, and if you get stuck by those, you can, you know, really not accomplish that much. So, for me, it's just been kind of the natural course of, you know, seeing barriers and kind of moving beyond them. It's just kind of the natural course of life.
Mm-hmm.
You have some very interesting areas of study in your academic career. If you could talk about those. And again, it's back to your being empowered to explore things and having confidence to break down barriers. If you talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So I was looking at law initially. So I had an undergraduate degree in political science. I finished that in 2 years and had some extra time. So pursued a degree in Afro-American history, which was really interesting, and then had a master's degree in telecommunications. And then all along those way, I've gotten involved in other things. I studied to become a sommelier, became a certified barista around coffee. So again, just very different kind of interests. I think each of those experiences just provides different aspects that you can use in different parts of life.
What was your biggest accomplishment growing up, and how do you use that now?
That's a great question. So I look at kind of the life as a journey. So, you know, everything that I do, I think, is building on something that I've done in the past. So, you know, hopefully I haven't had kind of a big accomplishment yet. I'm hopeful that, you know, I have more accomplishments to come tomorrow. I look at everything that I do as just kind of another step in that building process.
Haley, what are you thinking? All right, Les?
All those things that you've done, and they're fairly eclectic. What's the common thread among all of them that affects how you are today?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, looking at really trying to understand precise process and methodology around how to do something, kind of understanding what the rules are, and then learning how to, you know, maybe expand on that, improve on things, and maybe take a different perspective to take an out-of-the-box approach to a problem.
Mm. That's pretty much who you are, right?
Mm-hmm. I think
really?
So.
Do you ever feel content, or always are you always kind of looking for the next thing?
Yeah, I would say I'm always kind of looking for the next thing.
So how does that relate to your happiness level if you're always looking for the next thing? How do you balance it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm happy exploring new things. So, I mean, I think as long as there's new things to discover, explore, I find I'm, you know, generally pretty happy and content.
So it's interesting. I thought you would be unhappy because you're constantly exploring, but you're telling me because you're able to explore, you are happy.
Yeah, I think I'd be miserable if I was just, you know, didn't have any opportunities to explore new things, try new things, you know, travel to new places, meet new people, meet with new customers, learn about hard problems. I would be miserable.
So you really enjoy the new.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think what I really find challenging are just, you know, new problems, new situations that I've never been in before. I think, change is something that I really enjoy. I find that very uncomfortable.
What's the website address for this organization, Fusion?
FusionPPT.com.
How do you spell that?
FusionPPT.com.
We've been speaking with Michael Biddick, CEO of Fusion PPT, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, or more about our executive leaders back in a moment, right after this break.